Hello and welcome to today's podcast, Student Teaching, Technology, and Remote Learning, Oh My. My name is Jade Feldhoven and I will be your host for this podcast. A little bit about me, I'm a junior at Colorado State University studying history and concentrating in social studies teaching. And for this semester, I have been in a class that has changed my entire perspective on what education can be. This class was called Educational Technology, and within this semester, we explored a variety of different topics that have really impacted the way I see myself carrying out my future classroom. So in today's episode, we're going to be going over a variety of different points, hopefully giving a little bit of a view of what this amazing class was. Stay tuned. The first topic of today is the Triple E framework: engage, enhance, and enrich. This was a concept that we went over at the beginning of the semester, but it stayed with me, and it honestly shaped the way that I've been creating lessons and engaging with my own coursework. The Triple E framework allows educators to look at what they're trying to teach and view their lessons within the Triple E's. This semester, I was student teaching in a sixth grade classroom at a middle school in Fort Collins, and my host teacher actually uses the Triple E framework herself. And I loved the way she put it. She said that us as teachers should always be looking at what we're trying to give the students through the lens of the Triple E's, because if we don't care about it, how are they supposed to? This really stuck with me, because as I look forward to my semester of full-time student teaching, I of course want to make sure that my lessons are hitting the statewide standards, but at the same time, I need to make sure that these lessons are engaging my students, enhancing their learning, and altogether being an enriching lesson, a lesson for their holistic education. So I would say undoubtedly that one of the first topics we covered, being the Triple E standards, have made me a way more effective educator. I've definitely become more conscious of what I'm teaching, why I'm teaching it, and how I'm teaching it. And as I'm starting out, I'm just becoming more and more aware with how much that self-reflection is important for becoming a more effective educator. And the Triple E framework really just gives a clear lens in which to do self-reflection. I also think that the Triple E's are a great way to foster deep learning for my students, because yes, of course, we're wanting to hit the standards, but if the students are engaged, we could be talking about nothing and it would matter the same. Because I really believe that building great lessons are one thing, but if your students aren't engaging in those lessons, they probably aren't very great. So the Triple E framework is a really great way, in my opinion, to avoid this, because it's promoting deep learning of our students, and that should be the ultimate goal of any educator. Overall, I really encourage any potential future teachers to look into the Triple E framework, because I definitely think it's a great way to promote student learning in your classroom. The next topic I'd like to discuss today is digital citizenship. The lessons about digital citizenship really provided a framework for any sort of technology in the classroom. Digital citizenship is defined as the responsible use of technology by anyone who uses computers, the internet, digital devices to engage with a society on any level. I believe that digital citizenship is crucial to any of our teachings to students about technology, because we need to make sure that we're using technology in a fair, equitable way, not only just for our personal standards, but also under law. You know, you never want a student to potentially come under some sort of copyright claims or anything else of that nature. That would be terrible. So I really think that by talking about digital citizenship in your classroom, you're just, again, going to be fostering a more informed environment, which is what any of us as teachers is always looking for. I think that the teachings of digital citizenship have made me a more effective educator because I'm definitely more informed, and I also have the understanding at this point that I need to be constantly diligent about getting resources and if those resources are under fair use for consumption in my classroom. I also want to make sure that my students become active and fair and kind digital citizens. We talked about anti-bullying and personal relationships also under the digital citizenship unit, and I think that those are really important topics to consistently bring into the classroom, because if a student isn't under a healthy frame of mind, they're not going to be able to engage with your coursework. So if we have that acknowledgement as educators, hopefully we can then foster deeper learning for our students, which I've said it before and I'll say it again, I think should always be the ultimate goal, along with creating and maintaining a kind, inclusive space. The last topic I want to cover in today's episode is assistive technology. Our assistive technology unit was very impactful for me looking forward to working as a full-time teacher and my pre-service learning. I always want to value creating an inclusive space and understanding and engaging with the assistive technology needs of my students is a key part of that. We also talked about 504s and IEPs, which I'm always trying to get new information on because, to be totally honest, when I started my learning of how to become a teacher, I really didn't understand IEPs or 504s as well as I do now. And again, they're so important. So I really valued that unit. Overall, I think that learning more and more about what assistive technology is and how I can use it is going to make me a more effective educator. And I hope that if my students are getting what they need, that they are going to become more effective learners, and when they leave my classroom, effective members of society, because that's my ultimate goal, is to empower my students to create the change that they want to see. And if assistive technology is going to help them get there, then it is my duty as a teacher to make sure that I am providing them with whatever they may need to have a more positive educational experience. So overall, our assistive technology unit definitely made me have some more clear goals about the environment that I hope to create as a teacher. Thank you all for joining me on the first episode of Student Teaching, Technology, and Remote Learning, Oh My. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode and that you plan on joining me for episode 2, in which I'm going to interview a student and a parent and ask them about how their experiences with remote learning have been and what advice they would give to someone who's training to become a teacher on what they may have wished they have had now. Thank you for listening to Student Teaching, Technology, and Remote Learning, Oh My, and I'll see you next time.